Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We go to Austin, Texas now, where a fourth bomb exploded last night. The city's been on edge over the last few weeks after package bombs killed two people and left two other people seriously hurt. This latest attack injured two more people, and police say there are similarities between all four devices. This most recent explosion went off in the Travis Country neighborhood of Austin. KUT engineer David Alvarez lives three blocks away from where the bomb went off, and he recalled driving back to his home after dinner.
When we reached that entry point, we saw lots of vehicles, and probably, 40 or so people wearing FBI, jackets.
The neighborhood was on lockdown until 10 a.m. local time today. Alvarez was on KUT's local morning edition broadcast.
I don't feel personally like I'm under any threat. I got a text from a friend who doesn't live in Travis Country who said, well, this is a terroristic thing. I'm hesitant to use that word.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what it means to people. But yeah, anyway, I'm staying on my porch and I hear nothing but birds in the trees. So, life goes on.
Saida Hassan is back with us now with the latest. Saida is a reporter for KUT in Austin.
This latest attack took place in a completely different neighborhood in southwest Austin. The previous bombings predominantly took place on the east side of town. And we also know that this latest explosion seems to have been set up in a very different way. Those previous explosions were all package bombs that were left on people's doorsteps and appear to have been triggered by folks either moving or handling those packages. This latest explosion appears to have been set off by some sort of tripwire that was set up along the side of the road, and police believe that the two victims were either riding their bicycles or walking their bicycles down the sidewalk, and they may have set off the tripwire in this case.
Now, two victims who died last week when we last spoke, Saida, were African American. A third victim was a Hispanic woman. In this case, the two victims were white, and so there was a theory before that the cases might be connected, but that they might have a racial motivation as well. Are police still investigating that possibility?
Yes. As of now, we haven't heard any changes in terms of whether or not police are looking into the possibility of a hate crime or terrorism or any kind of racial motivation. They have not ruled that out at this point, even though the victims of this latest attack were both white men in their 20s. So folks are, still kind of searching for answers here. And it seems to be, even though this has been a departure from previous attacks that we've seen, those earlier explosions that took place predominantly in East Austin, a lot of those neighborhoods are historically African American. The third explosion that took place was in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. And this latest one took place in a Southwest Austin neighborhood that just anecdotally I've heard is a predominantly white neighborhood. So that's certainly a departure from what we've seen in the previous attacks. And that's led folks to kind of question whether or not these attacks may in fact be racially motivated. There's really not a whole lot of answers in terms of what the motivation of this attacker or attackers may be at this point.
There's so many questions around the motivation and what would drive a person or people to mount attacks like this. How are people in the community reacting now?
Well, I think that there has been a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, especially just with the unpredictable and seemingly random nature of these attacks. People are scared, and the fact that this latest explosion seems to have been set off by this tripwire, I've seen some folks saying that, we can look out for suspicious packages, but, is everyone supposed to walk around town looking out for tripwires on sidewalks? It really makes it difficult to know, if this happens again, where this type of attack may occur or how it might be triggered, since the nature of that seems to be changing. I've seen some folks talking about, wondering why these attacks haven't been labeled as terrorism. And again, police have not explicitly called it that, but again, they are not ruling that out as a potential motivation or potential classification for these attacks. So, and I know that there have also been folks talking about a lack of media coverage. Just here locally, I know that every local outlet has really been on top of the story and following it closely and attending the police peace briefings. And we've also been sharing that with our national partners as well. So, you know, it seems that despite that coverage here locally, some folks have been concerned that this is not receiving widespread attention from the national media.
You know, back in 2002, there were the infamous sniper attacks in and around Washington, D.C., that spread a lot of terror and a lot of misinformation while they were still going on. Lots of theories. And in the end, it turned out to be two people who were mounting these attacks for personal reasons to cover up another murder, a crime related to one of the assailants' ex-wives. It just goes to show how twisted and complicated motivations can be now. And I wonder if authorities are trying to tamp down speculation of terrorism or other motivations when they just don't know the motives here.
Right. I think that it's clear that there is just a lack of information and a lack of clarity at this point. Earlier in the day on Sunday, before this latest explosion took place, police actually held another press conference where they doubled the award for information leading to an arrest that they are offering. It went from $50,000 to now a $100,000 reward. And they actually, during that press conference Sunday morning, spoke directly to the attacker and said, you know, we want to communicate with you. We want to understand what type of message it is that you're trying to send.
These events in Austin have garnered worldwide attention, and we assure you that we are listening. We want to understand what brought you to this point, and we want to listen to you.
So, you know, it's tough to know, but it does seem to be kind of this real moment of uncertainty and a lot of speculation naturally going around in the community just with those lack of answers.
A fourth explosion in Austin. Many, many questions around what's motivating bomb attacks around the city. Saida Hassan with KUT in Austin. Saida, thank you.
Thank you.